This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRIB English Radio Station. You guys are listening to For a Better Life. With you today is your brother, Habib. On the previous couple of episodes, we've been talking about the concept of love and how it really just makes our lives better and helps us out in our connections and relationships throughout our daily lives. And we talked about the connection between the parents and the children and how this love connection really just helps raising the children and whatnot, the husband and the wife, and between families and friends. Now, what really makes a religious person religious is that their connection and belief in Allah, in the Creator, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a non-human power that created, that is the Lord, is running things, and everything returns to Him. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. When we have this love connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it really just opens the doors of mercy on us. It really just helps us in making our connection and ways of worship much better. It really just makes us, you know, more submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we stated before, love is wanting the satisfaction of the other. And when we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want His satisfaction. And when He loves us, He gives us what satisfies us. And that will be in the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. And what is best for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-knowledgeable, all-wise. When we, for example, stand up and pray between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a difference between a person who really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a person who does not have that much of a love towards Allah. The way that the person gets ready, bases his day on these prayers, for example, the way that he programs his day, he changes things, he cancels things, why? For his prayers. Then there's that person that, no, doesn't have that much of a love. And, you know, he tries to find ways just to finish off his prayers, just to finish off his obligation, his duty. Now, when we talk about the love, the best example between the Creator and creation, the best person or best things to look at will be the Imam alayhum as-salam. And me personally, after Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, the example that really just been put out there, is Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. And there's this saying, the son of Abi Hamza al-Thumali narrates from his father, Abi Hamza al-Thumali. He states that, I saw Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam in the courtyard of al-Ka'ba in Mecca, the Masjid al-Haram, at night while he was praying. فأطال القيام. He took long while standing up during his prayers. حتى جعل مرة يتوكأ على رجله اليمنى ومرة على رجله اليسرى. He started standing up and putting his weight one time on his right foot and the other on his left foot. Why? That means he's been standing up for so long that he got tired. ثم سمعته يقول بصوت كأنه يبكي. I heard him saying with a voice that sounds like he was crying. يا سيدي, O Master, تحذبني, you will punish me. وحبك في قلبي, and your love is in my heart. أما وعزتك لأن فعلت, if you did, I swear by your majesty, لتجمعن بيني وبين قوم طالما عديتهم فيك, if you punish me, I will be together with the people that I hated, I envied because of you, for your sake. And just look at the love between Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's stating that, how can you punish me with this love in my heart? And this really just opens the door for Raja. And of course, with that fear concept available as well. So this love between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation. Now, brothers and sisters, we'll be taking a short break. Please stay tuned and we'll see you after the break.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
وَمَا الدِّينُ إِلَّا الْحُبُّ. What is religion other than love? In reality, when you look at it, religion is nothing but love. You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to satisfy Him, you follow Him, you submit to Him. You follow who He ordered you to follow, you submit to them. You envy, you hate those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, unlike the Christian, maybe, I don't know, mainstream Christian thought that only Allah, that the Creator only loves. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates as well. There are enemies, there are people who deserve hatred. He created them, but they're the reasons that He becomes in hatred with them. And of course, the hatred of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His lover is not like the hatred and love of human beings, but rather it's the reward and punishment that He gives, as stated in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, وَمَا الدِّينُ إِلَّا الْحُبُّ. You love your brothers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do this for out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا الدِّينُ إِلَّا الْحُبُّ. When you have this connection, the way that you treat your life altogether changes. Why? Because your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your connection with Allah is good, your daily life is good. Even though it might be, you're living in poverty, you're living, for example, in, you know, there's no safety. There's this, still this believer has, as long as he has this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this, you know, self, let's call it calmness, let's call it, right? This calmness that, you know, this world is fana, this world is not lasting, will not last, this world will end. Therefore, you have your eyes in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. When you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, the actions of Islam, which are ordered, are also good for community. When you do not steal, you do not drink, you do not do adultery, you do not this, that. You do not do these bad things. You do not envy. You do not do backbiting. All these are coming from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of the day, when your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is built on love, you do this out of your love towards your Creator, it makes it easier. I'm not saying that it's impossible that, for example, you don't have that love, or your love is lower, and you still worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still do what your obligations and duties, but it makes it much easier when you have this love connection. Make it grow. And the best way to make it grow is really just look at the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on His servants. Just look at the blessings that you have from the beginning of your birth till your death, till after your death, till the day on judgment, till your time in heavens, stated in the Holy Quran. Look at the mercy of your Creator. We have the saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talking to Moses, asked him, show me how much you love your servants. He said that, look at this mother who has, handles the dirtiness of the child and changing his diapers and cleaning him up, throwing up, crying and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot. If I take that away, she will throw him away. And then he says that this mercy that the mother has towards her child is just one drop of water in front of an ocean of His mercy. And of course, His mercy is unlimited. There's no had or no hudud for it. But this is just like an expression to show how much it is. And really just looking at it, mother, why does she handle this child that only cries and nags and only wants to eat and only does it in his diaper and has to change his diaper and throws up and can't do anything? Out of her mercy, out of that love that she has that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in her heart. And this is just one drop in front of an ocean. And like I said again, I emphasize on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is unlimited. And the meaning of it is not to limit the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather to show the extreme amount of it. Just to look at one example and learn from that example. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us His mercy in this world and the hereafter, and to increase His love in our hearts. Thank you guys for joining us on IRB English Radio Station for a better life. From now until the show, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.